Today is Monday, January 13th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Korean American Day. It's National Sticker Day, Stephen Foster Memorial Day, National Rubber Ducky Day, National Clean Off Your Desk Day, and finally, National Peach Melba Day. What is a peach melba? It looks like ice cream with peaches, potentially. Vanilla ice cream with peaches is what it looks like. I'm hungry again because it's my second dinner time of the night. And I haven't had my second dinner yet because I don't know why. I was sitting on the couch and I was just telling Mark, I don't feel like doing anything earlier. I had all these plans for us to make a list of couches that we were interested in buying, because our Christmas present to each other is a really nice couch. And we want one of those with like a chaise lounge, so he and I both can lay all the time and just be complete sloths. That's what we want. We just want to both be able to lay there like sloths at all times. And so we were going to make lists of all of these couches that were potentials, and we were going to also narrow down our vacation. Now that I'm listening to this list of air quote chores that we were going to do, oh my God, we needed to pick one of the five places we're going to travel to this year, and we're going to also pick the luxurious couch that we can recline on every evening. But that's what we were gonna do. We did take down the Christmas decorations, but so we were gonna do that, and instead, no, I just laid there on the couch and we watched the first season of AP Bio and accomplished nothing. But so let's backtrack a little bit, because we need to start at the beginning of the weekend. So we recorded the mix, and it was snowy. I will say it was snowy, and a lot of times after the mix, I will order food, because I just have no willpower on a Friday night. I get hungry after doing the live show, and I'm kind of hyped up because when you're doing the show, you're kind of energetic, or at least you try to be. And so I get hungry, and so I've been ordering, because my stairs for the studio go down right by the front door. The stairs come out right at the front door. And they're at the side, they're at the front of the house, and the master bedroom's at the back. I don't want to wake up Mark because he has trouble going back to sleep. And so I figured out that if I tell them don't ring the doorbell, and I even have a way on the app to turn the doorbell off so it will not ring. I think he has the motion notifications on his phone. So I don't know if the phone wakes him up. He hasn't told me that it does. But who knows? So anyway, I wanted to get Whataburger, but there was snow and Whataburger was closed. And so I had to settle on Taco Bell, and so I got Taco Bell, but it showed up, and it was good, and that was all great. Then I watched some 3D printing YouTubers for, 30 minutes or something, and then I went to bed. And then Saturday, the plan on Saturday was to take down the Christmas decorations. And so that's pretty much what we did. I got up around 10, 10:30, because I like to sleep late on Saturdays. It's the only day of the week that I can sleep late. And so I got up. I think Mark worked out or something. He gets up before me. Also, Sydney kept, she normally sleeps at the foot of the bed, and she kept coming up to us and cuddling. But I think it was a deceptive way to be like, hey, wake up. I want to go out and pee, and it's time to get out of the bed or whatever. And so, because Mark had wanted to try to sleep in, but Sydney kept coming up. And so finally, she was bothering me, but not to the extent that I really would want to get up and do anything. Because she can hold it. So anyway, and I don't even know that she needed to go out. I think she was just awake. But so anyway, he gets up. He's just like, well, I'm going to get up. Gives me a kiss, gets up, takes Sydney. And then I get up. That was about 9, 8:30, 8:45, 9, something like that. And then I slept for another hour and something like that. Got up, started breakfast. We had rice and eggs and Canadian bacon. And I wanted a hash brown. So I have frozen hash browns that are the shape of the McDonald's hash browns in the freezer. And so I made those. And then we started doing the Christmas stuff. He had already started one night, I think Wednesday night when I had orchestra rehearsal. And so some of the stuff was already in boxes. And so mostly I focused on the things. He normally does the organizational bit where he puts things into boxes because he has a very structured way that he likes to put things into boxes. And so he will do that. And then I will do things like take down the Christmas trees. And the thing that I hate doing more than anything else is taking the ornaments off the tree. I also hate putting ornaments on the tree. So ornaments, I'm just not a big... If I could just have a tree with no ornaments, I would really be on board with doing that. Just lights and no ornaments. And I'm sure that's a thing. I'm sure that people do that. So maybe next year we will do it. Because it is so tedious. I don't like tedious tasks like that. Where you're putting... And my brain is like, well, is that spaced evenly? And then do you do that thing where you try to like pick just one little branch over so that you're evenly spaced with the balls or whatever? Anyway, it's ridiculous. So I don't like it. I don't like taking them off either. And so luckily Mark had already taken them off Wednesday night while I was at orchestra rehearsal. So I have scratches on my arms from taking the artificial trees down, but at least I didn't have to deal with balls. I just didn't want to. And we did that. We also played Pokemon in the middle. So we took a little stuff down and, you know, did some work. And then there was a Pokemon raid event going on. And so then we drove over to the park and did a little raiding. And then came back home and then finished up. And then Saturday night, we decided to do our restaurant of the week. So we went, I'm trying to remember where, it was a repeat. Oh, yeah. We have a place in this little town next to us. The name of the town is Cave Springs, Arkansas. And the restaurant, it's actually not bad. We took Daniel and Zach there while they were here. Maybe a year ago or a year and a half ago, something like that. But anyway, it's called Pastafina, and we really like their pink sauce because it's a creamy tomato sauce, and we both really love creamy tomato sauces. So we just got we didn't think we were going to need a reservation because it had snowed the day before or whatever, or Thursday. And we thought nobody's going to be eating out, you know, people haven't even gotten out of their homes yet. Oh my God, everybody must have been thinking the same thing and had snow fever and wanted to get out of their house because it was so busy. And we get in there and she says, well, it's going to be an hour wait unless you want to sit at the bar. And normally I don't like to sit at bars. It's just there's usually not enough space for the food and you have other people around you that you don't know and I don't like that. And a lot of time they'll be washing dishes or something behind the bar and you're sitting there trying to eat with their soapy water flying all over the place. Anyway, but she was like, it's going to be an hour. And so neither one of us wanted to wait an hour. I just wanted to eat and get back home and get back to relaxing or whatever. Because I was tired from putting up all the decorations. They all have to go upstairs in our cool attic storage that is such a pain to go up and down to get to it. So anyway, the bar is really high. And so you're sitting there and your shoulders are up as you're trying to cut your meat or whatever, because the bar is so high. But we made it work. We made it work. We ate. We enjoyed the food. I kept part of it for my second dinner. I'm trying to start doing that instead of having a dinner and then having a completely new like snack late in the evening. I'm trying to leave a little bit of my dinner, just put it in the refrigerator or whatever, and then trick myself and go, oh, that's your snack later. But it's really the same amount you would have eaten anyway. I don't know. All right, we'll end it there. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.